turn your Bibles to 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. We're going to talk about tonight, God is not slack concerning his promises. God is not slack concerning his promises. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. When you have it, just say amen. Amen. It says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. Speaking about God, amen, how he is, his character, God, he's not slack. Amen. Whatever God says, God don't lie. Amen. Whatever he speaks, it will come to pass. Amen. 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 To be slack means to be not diligent. Amen. Not diligent, slow, careless, and neglected. Amen. 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 Will not perform. In other words, do not do what, amen. When somebody is slack, that means we come short. We will not do what we say we're going to do. Amen. But the Lord is not like that. You could depend on God. Whatever he say to you, he's going to make it good. Amen. He would do it. He may not do it how you think he would do it. He may not do it when you think he would do it. He may not deliver you when you think you should be delivered. But he is not slack concerning his promises. Amen. God make a promise to you. Amen. He meant what he said, and he said what he meant. He said he's not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. He's letting us know the human flesh will be slack with you, but God will not be slack with you. And it says he is long suffering to us, we're not willing that any should perish. It's not God's will that no man perish. Amen. But all come to repentance. God is not slack. He's diligent. He's diligent, amen. He's persistent, and whatever he say to you, he will make it good. Amen. And we'll turn to the book of Numbers chapter 23. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Numbers chapter 23 and verse 19. When you have that, would you say amen? And we just already said that about God not slack concerning his promises. And I also want to add to that before we elaborate on Numbers 23, that God's promises, they are conditional. His promises are conditional. God keeps his end of the bargain. Amen. He's making promises. He's going to keep it. But he requires us to do what we need to do. Amen. And that means that God's promises, amen, are sure they will come to pass in our life if we meet the requirements that he has asked us to do. Amen. Requirements being met and granted. We're on the same terms. God said, if you abide in me, my words abide in you. You can ask what you will, and it shall be done. Amen. And if God, he's telling you to do whatever he's telling you to do, and sometimes people feel like the promise of God haven't came past in my life, amen, we should be looking and seeing, are we doing what God asked us to do? And if we are doing what God asked us to do, it's just a matter of his timing, because his time is in your hand. God's time is in. And in other words, is that our time is in God's hand. Amen. He has a certain time when he's going to do it. And one thing about the Lord, even as he have not did it, he will let you know something. He will give you something to encourage you while you're waiting. Amen. I have one amen. Amen. I say God will give you something encouraging while you're waiting on the promise. But you got to first line up. And that's what I usually normally do. I was just like, if I'm praying about something, I have prayed about something. You know, even if I'm praying about, don't matter what I'm praying about, I'm saying, I'm, you know, if I, over a period of time, if I don't see anything, I don't hear anything, and it just look like, you know, I don't even understand what's going on, I ask the Lord, with all my getting, would you give me, Lord, help me to understand something concerning this prayer or this petition that I made known to you. Show me something. Help me to understand. And say, he does give me something. may not maybe just solve the problem or answer the prayer right when I want it, but he gives me something to hold on until that amen is fulfilled. And God will do that. Amen. In the book of Numbers, chapter 23 and verse 19, it say, God is not a man. Amen. You can look at that. That's the little phrase right there. For we're going, God is not a man. How many know God is not a man? God is a spirit. Y'all say it pretty slow, so I'm going to say, but God is a spirit. He's not a man. God is not a man that he should lie. First of all, he's not a man. Another thing, he doesn't lie. Amen. Amen. And we know what lie means. It means to make untrue statements with intentions to deceive, to mislead. We know we don't serve a God like that. So anything that he says to you, you could bank on it. It's going to surely come to pass. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. God, whatever God says something, if he already stated, put it out there, he is not going to change his mind. Repent means to change one's mind. He's not going to change it and say, tell you this and tell you that. He's not going to confuse you one minute, tell you this, tell me. He's going to, if he said it, it's going to be so, just like he said it. And so God's not the son of man. He's not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. And it said, have he said? And that's the thing we have to make sure. Did God say it? Because a lot of people walk around here saying, God said this, God said that, God said that, God said that. Some people, they run off at the mouth. That God said everything. That God don't do that much talking like people think that he does. God don't waste a lot of idle words. When God speaks to you, it's going to be clear that God spoke to you. He ain't going to just worry you all day long and do all that talking like we do. When he says something, he know how to make it clear to you without just babbling, a lot of babbling. God don't do that. So, you know, people, when they sit there, God showed me this, God told me that, God, you better start watching out. Because everything people say, that don't mean God has more things to do than sit there on some side of somebody and just tell, babble with him all day long. God just don't function like that. Amen? When God speaks to you, he speaks to you for purpose. He got a reason why he speaks to you and get that done. And he might come and speak to you, but he's not just going to babble. But people are saying God's just crap lying on God. They stop all that lying. God ain't said this. Said if you got somebody there, and the Lord showed me, every time you look at the Lord, showed me that sometimes people have so many dreams and stuff, sometimes they ate too much, have nightmares. You have a dream about everybody but yourself. Something wrong with that picture. That's why I tell people, I say, I have dreams, but I don't have dreams back to back like that. I don't want my dreams, my mind to be messed up with a whole lot of dreams anyway, if they ain't going nowhere. There's some of the nightmares, if you eat too much. But God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent or change his mind. First of all, he's not a man. He don't act like a man. He's not going to make human errors and human mistakes and do things and say things he's not going to do. He don't do that. You can depend on God if you can't depend on nobody else. And he's not going to tell you something and next minute change his mind. And say, have he said? And shall he not do it? He said, if I said it, I'm going to do it. Or he said, if I've spoken it, he said, I will make it good. In other words, I will back up what I say. God does not have a problem backing up what he says. We have a problem backing up what we say, but he has no problem backing up what he say. He ain't worried about the economy. He ain't worried about nothing. If he said it, it's going to be just like he said it. It's just like these people in office and stuff. They may be running for a reason. They may be running their term. They may be in there for a reason. As soon as God get through with them, they're out. It's going to be like God says. Some things are ordained and predestinate of the Lord. I mean, we can't. Some things you cannot pray out of. You can't pray out of them. You have to pray through them. There's some things in our life that you cannot pray out of it. You got to pray through it. Some things God will just, if he's done with you, then there you get, that's over with. But some things, it's going to be there because that's going to be your vehicle, like I said, to help you to get where you need to get. Amen. So he's not a man that he should lie, neither son of man that he should repent. Say, have not he spoken it? And he will surely make it good. Amen. And like it's going to be a quick lesson, I don't know. Like I'm almost halfway through already. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, and verse 5. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5. When you have that, would you say amen? It says, trust in the Lord. This is the time and day. Amen. I tell anybody, I tell myself over and over, you tell, you better trust in the Lord. Even when it's like you, whatever your business is, you might have to, you need to take care of your business financially. You have to go to the hospital, doctor, whatever it is, you better learn, you better have some kind of faith and trust the Lord. Because at the end of the day, he got the last say so. Amen. You can get a terrible diagnosis or something, but scare your wits off, scare you out of this world. Or if you look up and they say, we don't need you today, pink slip here and there, it'll take people mind and everything. Your trust better be in the Lord. It better not be in your wallet. Amen. Only. Amen. The Bible said, when I come back to the earth, shall I find faith? People that have walked by faith, they'll know how to survive in those times. And people don't never know how to trust God for nothing. You're depending on all what you make and all what you get. Honey, you can look up one day and you think it's doing fine. They say, here's a pink slip for you. We shutting down. We better get a hold of God. People don't get a hold of people. Some people can't take, they take their own lives. We've seen it happen many times. People, if they take their own lives, especially, they don't see how they're going to survive. Amen. Trust in the Lord, it said, with all of thy heart. It didn't say with some of your heart. It said with all of your heart. Don't let, trust in the Lord, even though you can't understand him, you can't understand his way, you don't know which, trust in him anyway. Trust the Lord anyway. We trust people. If you can trust people, you ought to really put your trust in God. God would not switch on you. Trust the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Any part of your heart feels like it's not trusting the Lord. Let's, Lord, work on me. Help me to trust you in that area. See, we trust God in this area. We trust God in that area. We trust, but we don't, some things we now trust God in. God wants us to get to the point where we trust him in every area. So therefore, we go through trials and tests. We go through different things to learn how to trust him. Amen. Yes. Trust the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. And sometimes that's inevitable. That's hard to do sometimes. But when you know what the words say, you do it. Amen. To lean to your own understanding means to not be steady. That means you lean into this way over here. And then you lean into this way over here. Then you move it back over here. Then you move. You're not steady. You're leaning to your own understanding. You're trying to figure out your circumstance. You're trying to figure out how this goes. You're trying to figure out this and that and the other. And I'm not saying you're working on something or a project or something. That's something different. But I'm talking about when you begin to worry, you don't have answers to your situation, but you begin to worry about this. You begin to worry about that. Then you begin to spend all day, hours, and all day just trying to figure it out. That's too much figuring out. That's leaning to the left. If you notice, you lean with this thought. If you notice, that don't sound right. Then you lean with this thought. Then you lean through this thought to the point some people get ulcers. Some people get, amen, can't sleep at night. All kinds of, you're leaning too much. Don't lean to your own understanding. God wants you to rest at night. He wants you to be stable in your mind. You got a lot of people out here driving cars and stuff. Then they driving the car, but they're not there. They driving the car, y'all know what I'm saying? They driving the car, but they not there because they do stupid things out here. You know that ain't normal, the stuff they do. And if we don't watch it ourselves, we'll be doing the same thing. You been and went on the route and wasn't even supposed to go over there. Don't know why you end up over there. If it happened too many times, you really need some help from God. Amen? But they driving, but they're not there. It causes accidents and everything. Amen. It says, trust in the Lord with all that heart and lean not. In other words, don't start trying to figure it out, lean it to the left, lean it to the right, moving back and forward and going all up there. Sometimes we don't even learn from that. We'll lean to the left, lean to the right, lean to the front of our mind, and then we stop and then we start it all over again the next day. Then we start all over there the next day. And we wonder why something seemed like it ain't right. Amen. Lean not to your own understanding. And it said, but in all their ways, say, in all of thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. I don't know about you, but the older I get, I just don't feel like figuring nothing out. I don't feel like worried. I'm learning more and more. I don't want to worry about that. I'm not tempted to worry. The thing about I just don't want a lot on me, on my mind. I can't handle it, and I don't want. You got to get to the point like I can't handle this. If you can handle it, handle your business. But if you get to the point I can't handle, you don't want it. I don't want to see what I don't know what I want to know what Tom doing over here, what Jerry doing over there, what none of these people. I don't want to know all your business, what you're doing. I don't need it. I mean that when I say it too, because sometimes God gets you in a place where you don't have all that around you. You get comfortable. You don't want it around you. Now, if I need to know something, I have two boys. I need to know something. I need to know, but I need God to show me what to do. If I need something, they know that I'm there for them. But I don't want to know everything. I don't need to know everything. Because I don't need to, in my sleep, jumping up and down and can't sleep at night and everything and stressed out about other people's problems. I don't need it. Because you really can't hear God when your mind's all foggy all the time anyway. Amen. So you learn to give God everything. I give you this too, Lord. I give you that. You pray, know anybody, somebody going through something, I pray for them. Lord, I give you their cares. I give you my cares. You learn to give to the Lord. Somebody give God a praise. And that's the best thing you can do. That's how you can keep a soundness of mind. Amen. In all thy ways acknowledge him. I ain't saying you don't arrive to these places. I'm not saying you don't arrive to these places overnight. It takes a process of time. It takes a learning. You have to learn to do these things. Where I'm at now, I can't say I was always here. And I'm steady trying to get. I don't know about you, but I'm trying to climb up higher like the eagles. I'm trying to get far as way I can get from there. Some people like, they like to know all that garbage. They like Facebook, Twitter, and all that stuff. They like to know all this stuff. I don't want to know none of it. I want to know no more than I need to know. If I hear something, that's fine. But I'm not going to go look at it. I'm not trying to hear it. I got YouTube at home, Roku. I can see it. Everything going on there. I got choice. I got fingers to push buttons. What I want to see, what I don't want to see. I ain't gonna respond back to none of them. Somebody give God a praise. You gotta have some control with that. Have some control that I can't give all these things my energy. You giving everything your because I was telling. I think I was telling somebody the other day, and I said, you know, if you don't watch it. I mean, everybody, probably some people already knew it. You don't watch it, you can be on your tablet or phone nonsense, nonstop and nonsense. Yeah. I say nonstop and nonsense. I get on my phone and my tablet, I got both of them sitting up there, but I get on there and I be looking up stuff. Sometimes I look up different hairstyles, I look up different things that I feel like would help me to learn how to do this, do that. I don't look at me trying to find out, who shot John and all that. I don't even know, but I'm just saying. But even doing what I'm doing, that's why I'm saying. Even that, what I do, if you know, you can get one link. You say, oh yeah, then I push that. You'll be looking. You'll pass some hours if you don't watch it. You'll pass some hours. But what are you passing hours for? Do you give God that many hours? You got to ask yourself, now I give God a quick fix. Hello, Jesus, and I'm gone. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you know I'm so tired. At the end of the day, give the Lord that. And look, you got a big TV screen. Some of us got big TV screens. Our phones is TV. I ain't saying how big your phone is, but it's like a big TV screen to you. The reason I say big TV screen, because I got a big TV screen that I look at when I'm looking at home, and I can get on my Roku, I can get on any of those things on there if I want to. And it's a big TV screen, but some of y'all ain't don't have to have a big TV screen. You got your big TV screens right in your hand. You get up with it. You go to bed with it. You can't buy sleep with it on. I still got my home phone, so my cell phone goes off. Now, when my son and them go out of town somewhere, and I know they need to call me, I leave my phone on. I know some people don't have a home phone, but honey, I don't know if I would want, I put it on vibrate or something where I couldn't hear it ring. I don't want to hear no clink clinks in my sleep. I don't want to hear nothing buzzing. Because to me, it's disrespectful if somebody got to call you in the middle of the night, they're late, unless somebody dying anyway. Amen? So we need to, amen, come more closer onto the Lord so we can have clarity of thought, so we can trust in him with all our heart. It said it, and lean not to thy own understanding, in all of thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. God said, if you come before me and you acknowledge me, and sometimes we come for the Lord, we ask the Lord this, ask the Lord that, and we ask God for information, and we don't stay long enough, or we don't keep ears long enough to hear him when he speaks. Because we done got so cluttered up with so much stuff, we forgot even the question we even asked him. He said, acknowledge him in all of your ways. God, and he said he would direct your path. In other words, he might not, even if he don't tell you what to do, he will lead and guide you. And then it says, be not wise in thy own eyes. Amen. In this hour, you better not be wise in your own eyes, thinking you better acknowledge the Lord instead of you doing things what you feel like you should do. Amen. And say, fear, and it say, be not wise in your own eyes, but fear the Lord and depart from evil. And it said in verse 8, it shall be help to thy neighbor. And I believe that. And marrow to thy bones. When you do it the way God's way, you won't have a nervous breakdown. You won't be stressed out. And you do it God's way. You pay a price to do it God's way. Somebody said, what's the price? Doing his will, not your will. Listening to him. Being obedient to him. You won't have so much stress on you. Somebody give God a praise. And we're learning his way, amen. Because his way is the best way. How many know God's way is the best way? And you have to learn. He don't make you do anything. You have to submit your will and submit yourself unto the Lord. Amen. The Bible says, lean not to your own understanding. Lean not to your own comprehension. Don't comprehend it. Amen. If you don't really have an answer to a situation, you don't really know a situation, just say, I don't know it to God. Make it known to me. Don't try to figure it out. You lose too much ground. You lose too much energy trying to figure stuff out. Because you thought you had to figure it out. Then you looked up and you found out it still wasn't fixed. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. If God is not slack concerning his promises. Amen. If God speaks something to us, amen, and he tell us, he make known something to us, he will perform it. We don't understand the process. We don't understand what we may have to go through before it happens, for the promise, but we know that all things work together for the good. God takes those things that are not good, that don't feel good, and he using that with the good that he's mixing with it. Amen. It's all working together for the good. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. So we thank the Lord. Somebody give God a praise again. Amen. Speaking about God is not slack concerning his promises. Amen. You could depend on Jesus. The saints used to say a long time ago, you could depend on God. You could depend on the Lord. Amen. Amen. So somebody was saying today, I was listening to this message today. He said, I don't care if you're sick, and I don't care what you're going through. He said, I don't care what you're going through in life. He said, God is your hope. You can depend on him. He is hope. Amen. I said, well, that shows the truth. That was an encouraging word. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. Amen. So we thank